USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has called off Afghanistan peace talks with the Taliban that had been secretly planned for Camp David this weekend.
We've made enormous progress.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told ABC's This Week that the Taliban had made commitments to break with al-Qaeda, begin reconciliation talks with the Afghan government, and reduce violence.
And then the Taliban overreached. They killed an American in an effort to gain leverage at the negotiating table. And President Trump said enough.
But Afghan presidential spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says,
we didn't see any commitment by the Taliban for any peace process, except talking and then, continuing to kill Afghans and our partners.
The Taliban says it was satisfied with the peace deal, and President Trump's decision to cancel the Camp David talks have hurt U.S. credibility. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The House Judiciary Committee is prepared to vote next week on a resolution that lays out the procedures for its investigation now that it's actively considering moving to impeach the president. The chairman will be authorized to call full committee and subcommittee hearings in connection with the impeachment deliberations. Also, it allows the committee to have staff attorneys question witnesses at the hearings. An outbreak of serious lung illness that's linked to vaping has caused health officials around the country to issue a warning. At least 5 people have died in the U.S. after vaping, but the actual cause of the deaths is elusive. The latest is in Indiana. Pam Combs is the Indiana Deputy Health Commissioner.
Many individuals have reported vaping THC, the ingredient in marijuana, or other substances. But we do not know what else may have been in these products or what is causing these injuries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Just like every fall, the price of gas is dropping. USA Radio Network's John Clemens gives us a closer look.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us it's been 8 straight weeks of declining prices at the pump.
Average gas prices in the last week fell just a penny per gallon, with the national average falling to $2.56, its 8th consecutive weekly decline.
DeHaan tells us the price of gasoline is now down 29 cents from last year at this time.
Average gas prices now stand 11 cents lower than 1 month ago and 29 cents lower than last year.
I'm John Clemens.
Purdue Pharma is now expected to file for bankruptcy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
2 state attorneys general saying over the weekend that the big drug company is expected to file for bankruptcy protection now that settlement talks over its role in the nation's opioid crisis have hit a snag. Purdue and its owners have reportedly offered to settle about 2,000 lawsuits for $10 to $12 billion. The attorneys general of Tennessee and North Carolina, though, say the talks have stalled on how to distribute the money. In an email to 17 other states that are also suing, the AG said negotiations are at an impasse, and Purdue is now expected to file for bankruptcy imminently. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.